follow through after just turning that calendar over to a new month. We got a new trend and a new attitude, and that accelerated as we got rolling Sunday night, as the warmth that was supposed to leave the Corn Belt, or should I say the Western Corn Belt area, no, it's going to hang around. It wants to recharge itself around July 12th to the 20th to the 15th. And so South Dakota, Nebraska, areas of North Dakota, Minnesota, Western Iowa, Missouri, they're going to catch a very dry trend here now for a while for some areas. And the heat, well, it's going to be triple digits in South Dakota sometimes. This is over pollination. You don't get a national 183 bushel to the yield average when a large portion of the Midwest goes through a rough pollination. Add to that, France continues to burn. They're going to torch again Spain and France into Germany, Poland. Even Ukraine's getting dry. So corn production there, pollination is trying to occur. It's going to be slashed. They already figure France is going to lose about half of its corn crop. So far, it's been so bad, worse than what it was in 2022 when they had seen a big drop in production. So corn stocks around the world, including wheat stocks now, are all in the decline. End users have had quite a wonderful time over the last 4 years, knowing that every year, stocks just keep getting higher. I'm just going to buy when I need, let the market walk to me. Market's walking away from them, and so end users are all of a sudden finding themselves the concept of, maybe I better buy. Maybe I better chase some of this. And with China also likely on the cusp of lowering their tariffs and buying U.S. beans, soybeans exploding, even though they're a crop of August, they're exploding the opening days of July, up 45 cents today. Corn, wheat, all up 15 cent gains. We're near the best levels of the day as we come to the noon hour. They could have broken this market during the day. Those selling vigilantes that show up every day from the night session rallies and they bust it down. Well, they're getting busted today because if they tried to sell, they got bought up and the market continues to advance on the day. Presently, we have September corn up 15 cents, 438 and a quarter, up 16 and a quarter on December, 457 and three quarters. Soybeans for the August contract up 49 cents, $11.85 and a quarter cents. November up 46 and a half at $11.94 and a quarter. Wheat futures, Chicago September gaining 15 and a half cents, 6.15 and a quarter. Kansas September was a struggle, but we're up 12 cents, 6.50 and a half. Same thing with Minneapolis wheat, obviously with rain in a lot of areas of the Northern Plains. And Canada, some areas in Canada would like a little less. September Minneapolis wheat up 11 and a quarter, 6.30 last. December up 11 and a half at 6.51 and a half. In the livestock futures, after a lower start initially, we have firmed up a bit on the live cattle trade. We have live cattle August up 62 cents, 239.85, but below critical chart support near 242. October cattle up $1.10, 235.40. December gaining 80 cents, 235.02. On the feeder cattle, August up 75 cents, 361.37. September up 2 cents, 358.50. October down 42 cents, 355.15. Hog futures down 2 cents. August 98.70. October up 65 cents, 82.67. Gold enjoying another rally today with silver up $43 an ounce at $4,169. September silver up $1.33 to $62.40. Dollar index shows a 6 cent gain, par 68. While Bitcoin had a rough morning, but President Trump talked it up, you know, during his midday, whatever you want to call it, interview where he goes on every subject in the world, up $2,295 at $63,950. Crude oil, still softer on the day, about 80 cents off the low of the day, down 25 cents a barrel right now in the August contract, $68.45, as it seems to have found an area that's just kind of buoy off of the $68 to $70 range. Gasoline, though, for August, check this out. The products are sharply higher. We're up 8 cents a gallon on August gasoline, $2.99.5. Diesel fuel up 13 and a quarter cents a gallon, $3.31.5. Any questions, you can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.